Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Good morning and welcome to the TexasLending.com Mortgage Show. Another weekend of glorious mortgage discussions here on 105.3 The Fan. I'm Kevin Miller, owner, CEO of TexasLending.com, and we are joined by Tress Collins, who is here to share her abundant wisdom of all things not mortgage and a little bit of mortgage. If you're sitting around out there, you have opportunities to text us. You can get in touch with us today where we can answer your questions. If you're thinking about buying a home this year, within the next year, or if you're thinking about getting cash out of your home to pay off some bills and put it to work for you, or maybe you're just trying to lower your house payment, we want to help you with those decisions. It's easy when you text us. If you text us, we can answer those questions. You don't have to start a mortgage loan. You can just start digging around and finding out what the opportunities are for you. And that starts with this number, 972-387-4600. That's 972-387-4600. That's how you get your text in. We can answer those questions for you today. Rates are still at all-time lows. Things are bouncing around out there. It's starting to get interesting in the world of finance as people start asking the question of just how long can the Federal Reserve start propping up the entire economy, since the economy is in all kinds of different weirdness. There are different bubbles in different places, and there are different allocations of money into different parts of the economy. There are shipping issues out there, and there are shortages, and there are abundances, and it's all imbalanced right now, and who knows what that's going to mean for everyone.
It's a strange and crazy time.
It is. So anyway, it's time for you to get your finances in order, and we can help you do that as much as we can help you with a mortgage. So make sure you get in touch with us today. Also, we have our real estate team, DMIL Incorporated, which is our real estate company, and the TDT Realtor team. They can help you get your home purchase loan done. So make sure that you get your questions in regarding your home purchase. And here's what you do. If you're in the market for buying a home, you let us know how much money you currently make per year and what your credit scores are and what kind of down payment you're looking for. We can tell you about just how much home you might be able to afford, what kind of payment it might bring in. And you can let us know. That information on that 972-387-4600. If you're trying to refinance or get cash out, you need to give us four pieces of information. Your credit score and your current interest rate and your current loan amount and the value of your home. That's pretty simple. Your current rate and your current credit score, how much you currently owe in your home and what your home is worth. We can tell you about how much money you can save on a refinance, whether it's a 15-year refinance or a 20-year or a 30-year, or you're trying to get rid of your PMI. We want to help you with these answers today. Tress Collins.
Kevin Miller.
How are you doing?
I'm doing well. I'm doing well, but I did oversleep a little bit this morning. I feel like I'm still waking up, so I'm just kind of like, you know, I want to shake my head and do the
What is it about sleep where sometimes you wake up at 5 in the morning and you think, wow, I can go all day? And then you go back to sleep and you wake up an hour and a half later and you feel like you got run over by a truck.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, it's weird. True. It depends. It always depends. There must be certain things going on in our dreams that, you know, put us in certain moods.
I guess. But I'm telling you, it's a thing.
So what's the latest for you? We haven't seen you. I've been on the road traveling. I was in Arizona. Then I was in Memphis the last couple of weeks.
Yeah. Oh, man. You were in Memphis? I should.
We went to Graceland.
Did you? Right down the street from Graceland is this really fabulous restaurant called Marlowe's. Did you go there?
We went to the Rock and Roll Cafe.
Oh, did you? Oh, okay.
Yes. Yes, that's where we went. We went to Graceland. My son didn't know anything about Graceland. And we were there for a golf tournament. And after the practice round, I said, Nate doesn't even know it. We ran into some friends. He's going to the most famous and iconic tourist attraction in the entire world.
It seems like it, yes.
But he could not believe that after all these years, there were still hundreds and hundreds of people going through Graceland.
And, really?
And on the tours, yes, busloads of people.
Yep.
And this was on a Thursday. No, this was on a Friday.
Mm-hmm.
And people were in school, and there were still kids. All, you know, it was weird. There were so many people there. So anyway, he also could not. He was just astounded by all the whole thing. And he goes, "Dad, I think I'm gonna have to start listening to some Elvis music." And he says, "Let me know next time you're going karaoke. I want to go sing Elvis with you." So, this is what we've created.
That sounds exciting.
And a 14-year-old. Anyway, good times. First time I'd actually officially been on the property.
Oh.
The other time was an unofficial visit at 2 in the morning during an ice storm in 1995.
Oh, my.
It was a Winnebago trip from Chicago to Mardi Gras.
That sounds fun.
It was. We had 13 people, a keg of beer, and a Winnebago.
One keg of beer?
Yeah, I don't know.
That's a long trip for one keg of beer.
Well, anyway. All I remember is around 2 in the morning, we were up there at Graceland in our skivvies trying to scale the wall, and the security guard was laughing at us. He said, "Okay, you guys just get over there, and I'll take a picture." So he took a picture for us. And
that was
my last unofficial visit. It doesn't go on the NCAA visits list,
right?
You know, if you're trying to get in. Anyway. But this time I wasn't sure if I was going to have to wear a beard or anything in case they recognized me from, you know, I don't think
from
so.
1995.
Yeah.
Chances are not.
Okay. Well, we are back now talking about your home loan, and we have questions that we want to answer for you, and you've already started. You have listened well.
Yes.
And so Tress is going to ask your questions, and I'm going to do my best to answer those questions.
But some of them are statements. They aren't all questions.
Okay.
Like,
okay.
The first one is a statement, and it goes like this. Man, I've been waiting at least 3 years, and you still haven't included Grand Prairie in your song.
Well, you know, the thing was, Brian Burns, who wrote the, that's the Brian Burns of the I've Been Everywhere in Texas fame. He used to play on the country stations around here. And so he borrowed the old tune from Johnny Cash and the folk back in the day, and then he rewrote it for Texas, and then I got a hold of him and said, "Can you redo this for us?" And I'm not going to blame him. I'm just going to say, here's the reason. The real song is about a 2.5 to 3 minute song.
That's a long song.
But the advertisers say we got to get it all done in a minute. And so if there was an extra 2 minutes, we would have had Grand Prairie all over the place.
Does it take 2 minutes to say Grand Prairie?
So you're going to have to take pride in all of the cities adjacent to Grand Prairie. You're going to have to take pride in that and go, "Ooh, ooh, I live by there." Okay, that's your only other option.
Bless your heart. We're sorry.
All right, Tress.
Okay, next up. Got a 30-year mortgage at $300,000 at 3.75%. Value of home is 325. Credit score is 760 plus.
3.75 on a 30-year looks like. Does that say there are 30-year?
Mm-hmm.
So right now we have the lowest rates on the refi. If you're going to try to get that, for example, to a 30, 20, or 15-year mortgage. You're going to find a 30-year for that loan size in the mid-2s, all right? If you want a zero closing cost loan, it's going to be in the high 2s, closer to 3%. But on your loan size of $300,000, if you drop just 1% on your loan amount, you're going to save on your interest rate. 1% lower rate going to 2.75% saves you about $250 a month in interest every month. So now it changes month to month because your principal balance on your loan drops each month. So you're only paying interest on your remaining balance. But on a straight up $300,000 loan, 1% lower rate gives you $250 a month lower payment. So if you are wanting to go down to a 15-year mortgage, you might be able to get that rate down in the very low 2s. And if you pay an origination fee at your credit score, if your loan's over $300,000, it's going to be, you can get 1.75 right now. 1.75, dropping your rate 2%.
That's
if you
amazing.
Want to go to, if they want to go to a 15-year, that's interest savings. They're still going to be paying the principal off faster because it goes from a 30-year to a 15-year. You can also go to a 20-year, and the 20-year's in the low 2s. So there are great options for you to save money on a $300,000 loan, again, a 1% lower rate. Regardless of whether it's a 30-year, a 20-year, or a 15-year, dropping the rate 1% reduces the interest payment by $250. If you drop the rate by 2%, going to 1.75 on a 15-year, if you want to pay the closing cost and origination fee, you would be saving $500 every month in interest that you could then apply to more things. Like you could buy with, what can you do with $500? You could buy 2 beers at a Cowboys game.
Yeah, right. Yeah. I'd go eat sushi for like a week.
Yeah, a sushi. I don't know if $500 gets you sushi for a week.
It would me.
I go down to Tom Thumb's Sushi Station. That's where I get my...
You and my kids. Oh, my gosh. Oh,
My son thinks that crab meat and mayonnaise is sushi, okay?
So I know.
They get that crab meat wrapped in that rice and the, you know...
Yeah.
Sprinkle some sesame seeds on there. He thinks it's sushi. So I'm not going to...
Bless his
heart. I'm not going to burst his bubble. He hasn't tried none of those...
Real sushi.
All the eggs and all this other stuff, fish eggs and all that.
Well, I'm not a fan of the fish eggs. I have to say that. I usually don't get that.
Yeah.
My husband does.
How about the sea urchin or anything like that?
Yeah, sea urchin's not too bad. But, you know, I don't... When I do a sushi roll, I don't do the seaweed wrap. Seaweed's a little bitter for my taste buds.
Yeah.
But the most... places have soy paper that you can substitute, and that's really tasteless, so it makes it perfect for me.
Well, there you have it.
There you have it.
Tress's sushi and mortgage talk here on 105.3 The Fan. We are happy to bring all this to you.
Yes.
It's a variety show. And so we want to go back to some more of the mortgage variety. Do we have any more questions, Tress, that are coming in? Yes. In the meantime, you can get your question at 972-387-4600 or call texaslending.com right now, texaslending.com. You can go online and apply there or call that 972-387-4600. Same number you can text is the same number you can call.
Yes, and we do have a lot of questions coming in. But I just want to say, if you're looking to buy a home, you know what? You can't always pick and choose your neighbors, but sometimes you get the best neighbors. And I'm just saying
that. You can't pick your friends. You know what?
No, but I'm just saying our neighbors, they just put their house for sale last week, and our hearts are so sad. I mean, I've lived in my house for 13 years.
What's that old saying? You can't pick your neighbors and you can't pick your nose, but you might be able to pick your neighbor's nose. What is that?
It's something like that, Kevin.
Okay,
I don't really know that one.
Okay,
yeah.
Right. Yeah,
but anyway, my heart's just really, really sad, and we're praying that whoever buys their house is going to be really great because they were really great, and we're going to miss them terribly. So, but sometimes
I know
you get
was.
The best neighbors.
Yes.
Oh, did you remember your little
Yes, you can pick your neighbors and you pick your nose, but you can't pick your neighbor's
nose.
Yeah, that's what it is. Yeah.
What would
Sorry
the world
about
do
that,
without
everyone.
You?
I just want to make sure I still remember the good things.
Bless your heart.
Good ideas. Okay.
We have about 45 seconds to go to break.
45 seconds. Regarding the purchase, we have a home purchase team here with over 24 loan officers that just do home purchases. They want to help you get your home purchase done today. Call us. We'll get you pre-approved. We'll get you over to our realtor team who will offer you discounts off your closing costs there. Let's call it that way. And you go through our realtor team, make sure you get in touch with us at TexasLending.com, 972-387-4600. Go online and apply. Trust says we got to go to break, so we're going to break. When we come back, we have more questions to get to. So stay tuned here on 105.3 The Fan. We're back in the TexasLending.com mortgage show. We are here sharing with you the happiness of mortgage. And you can get your loan done at TexasLending.com today when you call 972-387-4600. Yes, today we have loan officers awake, ready to take your phone call, preparing for the weekend. You can get this out of your way. My son is a great procrastinator. As a matter of fact, he's just like the rest of us were when we didn't want to do our homework. When we didn't want to study for a test.
I know.
And you tell him, just do it now and it'll be done on Friday night. And then you can the whole weekend you can relax. And then they stress the entire weekend because they never get it done. Well,
I remember those days.
You can show that you're different. Prove to yourself that you've learned. And you can apply now for your home loan rather than waiting for Monday. Start right now. Your loan officer will get your loan in processing by Monday, ready to lock on Monday. With rates starting to rise, mortgage rates have risen for the last 4 days.
Ruh-roh.
And hopefully that doesn't continue. Hopefully it reverses course a little bit. But in the meantime, get that loan started now. They have not quite, when I say the mortgage rates have risen, the bond market has gone the opposite way from us in the last 4 days. The market is still pricing in good rates for mortgages. But that can't last forever. As a matter of fact, by next Monday, it's going to have to reverse and start. The rates are going to start rising. So get that thing, if you're afraid that's going to continue, get your loan locked in now. And rates are not going to stay low forever. The Federal Reserve is the only one buying these mortgage bonds. They are propping up the entire industry. And you have to ask yourself, are they just going to do it forever? Does this go on forever? So who knows? I say no. It does not go on forever. So get your lock today, 972-387-4600. Trust us. Start answering questions.
All right. Next up, we recently sold a property. After we pay our taxes, we will have $150,000. The current balance of our home is 220. Current rate is 4.75. Credit score is around 600. Would it make sense to refinance and pay down $150,000? So they sold a rental property.
Yeah, your biggest challenge is your credit score is 600. And so with a 600 score, that technically, it locks you out of getting a conventional loan. You're going to want that score 40, 60, 80 points higher to get a good cash-out refinance loan. And so they have this home balance of 220.
I don't know that they want a cash out refinance. It looks like they just want to refinance.
Yeah. So they can refinance potentially on FHA, and then they say they want to pay it down to 150. So they can get a FHA refinance potentially with a 600 score, and that 4.75 might move somewhere into the high twos, somewhere in there in that ballpark, potentially 3%. On that loan amount, if they do drop their interest rate, let's call it 1.75%, just to kind of give a ballpark area. If they do drop their interest rate in that ballpark, they should be able to save themselves about 150, $200 a month, maybe. About $200 a month is probably what they're going to be and they'll save. And so maybe more than that. So,
well, wait, the current balance on their home is 220. They want to pay that down by 150,000. That would leave them a balance of like 70,000. Can they refinance
and pay down 150,000? I see. Well, the thing is, they're going to get a good rate. Here's the thing is, they're going to get the best rate. There's a couple things that are coming into play there. I have to let them know. So, a couple things. If you get that loan of, call it 220, and then you pay it down by, after you get the rate, you're going to get a better rate on a $220,000 loan than you are going to get on a $70,000 loan. And so on that 220, if they get that rate done there, and they're going to save over $200 a month, it's probably going to be closer to $300 a month if they get that rate around 3%. But then if they want to pay it down after that, just know this. There are things in this industry called early payoff penalties. Early payoff penalties is when you pay off your – the penalties come to the mortgage company. It's not going to go to you, the consumer. They got rid of early payoff penalties to the consumer for 99% of all loans. They got rid of those in 2009 when they made new laws. Dodd-Frank got rid of those, the Dodd-Frank Act. So when they made those rules, they got rid of most prepayment penalties for consumers. But there are still prepayment penalties for lenders. So lenders, if you paid down, let's say, more than 20% of your loan in any given year, let's say from the first year of you getting the loan, your lender would be incur a penalty from Fannie Mae or Ginnie Mae or whoever is the ultimate owner of those loans. Because ultimately, 95% of loans, Fannie Mae, Ginnie Mae, and Freddie Mac are the ultimate end owners of these loans. You're on paper for it. Your lender's on paper for it. Your servicer's on paper for it. But the ultimate owners of these things, if everyone stops paying, the principal interest. If you stop paying the principal interest, the lender's got to pay it. If the lender stops paying the principal interest, Fannie Mae gets it. So you just got to know that. You don't have to know that, but I'm just letting you know that. So in the meantime, the lender will incur a prepayment penalty from ultimately the Fannie Mae's of the world for paying it down early. That's just what's going to happen. I'm just telling everyone what happens behind the scenes.
You're saying that if they would probably get a better rate.
On 220 than they will 70.
Yeah.
So, yeah, they'll get a better interest rate. So that when you just get the loan done, and then you want it, then you can pay it down for if you want the lower rate. If you want, there are some title insurance costs when you refinance. So the title insurance cost would be higher on a $220,000 loan than it would be a $70,000 loan. But you have to weigh it over. You have to weigh it all together and say, okay, which one gets us a better deal? Here's the other thing. With rates being so low, if you get a rate of 2% and you actually took your $150,000 and talked to a financial planner, do you feel that over time you can compound more interest savings by having your $150,000 invested somewhere,
right,
compounding that interest rather than saving 2% a year is what you're paying on $150,000. So 2% a year on $150,000 is $3,000. Do you think you can invest $150,000 somewhere and make more than that? You have to talk to a financial planner about that, someone who is licensed to do so. And
it's good food for thought.
Yes, it is thought food. So make sure that you and it's not fat thought food too.
It's sushi thought food.
Gluten-free and and health. It's a healthy food.
It is.
So make sure you talk about your best uses for your money, and we can help you with your mortgage, get the best deal we can. Not trying to confuse you. Just if you want the lowest rate, get the $220,000 loan. If you want the lowest closing cost, get the $70,000 loan. But over time, I think the lower rate will save you more money. And then I think that $150,000 invested somewhere might, in the long term, be an option for you. Okay. All right, Tress, we have all lines. Well, we don't have all lines open. We have more text coming in, and that number is 972-387-4600. Text us there,
yes,
and we can answer your questions. Tress will ask. I will answer. Go ahead, Tress.
Here we go. Close on my house on the 28th. Do my VA fixed income is $3,122 a month, $36,000 yearly, 100% disabled, want to use my VA home loan, no debts. How much can I afford with a 620 credit score? Looking to buy in Amarillo out in West Texas.
Amarillo. Okay. Yellow Texas. Okay. We are going back to that.
Yes. Sorry.
Yes. Yes. Getting ahead of ourselves there. It says, close on my house on the 28th. How much home can I afford? Okay. I'm not quite sure. I see. They're selling their house.
They're selling.
Close. I was thinking they're closing on a new house. They're closing on the sale of their house on the 28th, and they want to know how much home that they can get.
Yes.
So if they're on a fixed income, it sounds like disability income. And typically on disability income, there is a chance to scale up that income. In the mortgage world, for example, Social Security income. Some of these things aren't taxed. I don't know how theirs is coming through. But you can scale some of that up. But I would say conservatively, they can afford a $1,000 a month payment. Conservative. That's a conservative estimate. Can they get approved for more? Possibly. Depending on how that income comes in and how long it's said it's going to last. If it's 100% disability, that it should be able to be used in approving them for the mortgage. And so I would say conservatively $1,000, potentially maybe $1,300 a month is what they might be able to get approved for. And let's go back to the $1,000 a month. You might get a $150,000 loan. You might get a $150,000 loan for $1,000 a month right now with where rates are. VA is great because you're not going to pay any PMI. The rates are super low on VA, and we have the lowest VA rates in the land. So TexasLending.com is here to help you and your veteran friends get your VA loan done. Make sure you get in touch with us today.
VA pension, no taxes, retired military.
No taxes, so that will be grossed up and figure 125%. So now we're talking, you know, if that gets grossed up, then you're probably talking a $1,200, $1,300 mortgage payment, maybe $170,000, $180,000 loan. And so that's what kind of home they can be getting into. And that goes for townhouses and such. So, you know, that might be an option as well, a good idea. Though, so you can get in touch with our staff, our home purchase team. We'll get you pre-approved. And we do a lot of VA loans here. And you can get in touch with us right now at 972-387-4600.
We're going to have to go to break.
We are going to go to break in just a minute, but in the meantime, do you have any more questions coming in off our text line? And if you want to get your question, and again, that number, 972-387-4600. We have loan officers live right now. A live person will answer your call when you call TexasLending.com. That goes for now, after hours, during the week. A live person will answer your call, 972-387-4600. Unless so many of you call at one time, you overload our call centers, then it goes to our overflow, and it does go to an answering service with a live person answering. So we have all kinds of people answering phones here, but sometimes there's so many of you calling in. Okay, Tress.
It's time to go to break.
You're not going to ask another question?
I'll ask the question, but you'll have to answer it when we come back from break. The question is, I'm going to rent out my current home when I get a new one. Can that income be used to qualify for my new house? We will answer that question when we come back from break here on DFW Sports Station 105.3, The Fan.
We are back in the TexasLending.com mortgage show. We are here to share with you how to save money on a mortgage. That's our goal, to save you money on a mortgage. And you can start by getting in touch with us here at TexasLending.com, 972-387-4600. You can go online and apply there. Or you can get your text in to us here, and we will answer your questions. Tress has questions.
I do. I don't. They do. I'm reading their questions.
What do you got going on this weekend, Tress?
This weekend, we are, my dog has a grooming appointment, and then we're going to lunch with friends, and then we have a lot of things around the house that are undone that need to be finished. So we're going to be working on that.
How many dogs do you have?
We have one.
Isn't it strange that we think about what the dog is saying to us when the dog isn't saying anything?
Dude, we voice our dog, so we, like, have conversations with him. All the time.
Do you move his lips while he's...
No, we don't. But we have a Franklin voice that we know when Franklin is talking. And either me or my husband will do the voice when we think the dog has something to say. It's not unfun. I'm just saying.
Well, what I'm trying to say is that these dogs that go their whole life without talking. Now, I have two dogs who think they actually try to... Well, I have one dog that tries to talk.
Mine does too.
He tries to talk. He's got all kinds of different inflections, and he makes all different kinds of noises. And he's going, oh, yeah. You know,
does he do the little growlings too?
Everything. He's got everything going on. So, but they have certain things that they expect at certain times of day. And when their eyes just follow you around, and they look at you, and you're thinking in your head, what are they what are they thinking? And I just know I didn't get my dogs for a walk yesterday, and they just look at me with utter hatred.
Disdain. Like,
yes. Yeah. There's my betrayer right there.
That's bad human, bad.
So I have to go home when I get done with this show, and I have to walk them. Otherwise, they will disown me.
Mm.
And they will say bad things about me to other dog friends.
When they're at the dog park, and they will.
Yes. So make sure you walk your dog today if you have a dog, if they want them to say bad things about you. All right. Trust.
There's that. All right. So the question before the break that we are going to answer now is, I'm going to rent out my current home when I get a new one. Can that income be used to qualify for my new house?
Okay. When I get a new one, they're going to get a home, and then they're going to try to rent out their existing one.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to say that that's not going to be possible. They're not going to be able to use that income because they don't have a history of having that income come in.
Mm.
Okay. And so there are some scenarios that I've run into in the past where you can get a lease on that property and show a documentation of the lease and maybe the upfront down payment on that. But things are a little bit tighter than they used to be. And you're going to have to document that you have rental income coming in that thing. And then not only that, if you're going to use that rental income, a lot of times there has to be some kind of feedback on what the average rents are for that neighborhood to prove whether that rental income is acceptable to be useful. And so when you're trying to get your new house, the nice thing is that rates are really low right now. But I was on Zillow yesterday. And I was looking at homes, and I saw some homes that I saw last year also for sale, same house. And people have – the worst thing is when you go on Zillow and you're looking at a house last year and you go, I like that. And you're looking at it still for sale, but they've raised it 75%. They've raised the sales price 75%. Some of these I've seen raised 100% the value or the sales price. How can people even afford a house anymore? Anyway, I'm just looking at some of those prices out there. You hopefully can get in, and we're going to help you get the lowest rate we can with our brilliant home purchase team here at TexasLending.com, 972-387-4600. Give them a call. They'll see what they can use for your income and see what they can get you approved for. Tress.
All right, next step. Good morning. My home is paid off. Congratulations. I want to buy a home in Rockwall or Heath. I want a lake house. My wife and I make a combined income. We have an 800 credit score. Our annual income is around 160 to 180. How much of a house can we qualify for? Thank you, Mike.
Is there any difference between Rockwall and Heath?
I'm not
I
really
say
sure.
No. I say no. So
the name of the town is the difference.
Yeah. So anyway, all I know is if you're driving from North Dallas, they're equally an hour and a half away.
Right.
At 4:30 in the afternoon. So
that's all
it may seem like a suburb of Dallas, but geez, that is the worst. They've improved it a little bit since they got rid of those HOV lanes on 635. You know what I'm talking about if you know what I'm talking about. Okay. All right, Tress. So they want to buy a home, and they have this annual income. Let's say we're going to take, it says 160 to 180. I'm going to take the lower of the two just for conservative sake because I don't want to be saying something on the radio that gives you unapproved hope. And we need to make sure your hope is pre-approved. Okay. Get your hope pre-approved at TexasLending.com. Okay. So $160,000 is you're going to be – it's about $13,000 a month in income. If you take 33% of that, you're going to be able to get yourself probably a $600,000, $700,000 house if you wanted one. And so – which buys you 50% less house this year than it did last year. And so, but you can get that, you should be able to get qualified for about a $700,000 house. Now, I'm talking about a $700,000 loan. Now, that is a jumbo loan, and you can avoid jumbo loans because the jumbo loan limit is up around $548,000. So, and they're talking about that going closer to $600,000 next year in a jumbo loan.
Oh, wow.
So the $548,000 loan limit, you can get that first loan at $548,000, maybe get a $150,000 second loan. That way you can avoid getting the jumbo loan. Jumbo loans, for a while there, had lower rates than conventional loans. But right now the jumbo rates are about half percent higher, give or take, depending on the bank, the investor, the desire of the jumbo loan lender. But you're about 0.5% higher on the jumbo loan. So you can either look at a jumbo loan, which we have great jumbo rates here at TexasLending.com, or you can get that $700,000 because you can get an $800,000 house and put $100,000 down.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you could choose to do something like that if you wanted to. There are options. You're going to be able to qualify for a decent house, and over there in the Rockwall Heath area on the east side of the lake, The further east you go, then the more land, the more house you should be able to get. Make sure you give us a call at TexasLending.com, 972-387-4600. Tress.
All right. We definitely have more. And just FYI, if you live in like North Carrollton, the George Bush is a much faster way to get to Rockwall than 635.
Man.
Just throwing that out there. Okay.
But that might be an idea, for God's sakes. I'll tell you what. My son got on a baseball team out there in Rockwall, and thank God we got to go out there and play with that team. They were a lot of fun, a lot of friends we made. But we had to go to that baseball practice and leave right after school out there, and it was – I think there are more traffic accidents per capita between the tollway, the Dallas North Tollway, and over there and when you get to the lake on 30.
Yeah.
There are more accidents for some reason in that little bend and that little stretch. Mm. Every day anyway, you know what I'm talking about.
You should take the George Bush at dead ends at 30 right in Rockwall. Anyway, next question. This person is looking to see what they can afford. They have a 750 plus credit score. They have $200,000 down with an income of $120,000.
So the $120,000 at $10,000 a month is going to get them a payment. I'm being conservative. You can see what you can stretch your money to if you want to, but 33% of $10,000 is a $3,300 house payment. And you could probably stretch that to 35, 36, 38, 4,000, depending on your other debts, depending on what your debt-to-income ratio is. But let's just be conservative and say 3,300. You should be able to get a $500,000 loan. And so that should be able to get you some house.
That's some
half
house.
Half a million. That should also get you 30 years of dread.
It's not dread.
Yeah. Mortgage is, you know, look it up. See what the word mortgage means when you look it up in the dictionary. We'll come back after break and talk about that. But in the meantime,
okay,
you have a great credit score, you're going to get the best rate. Now, if you want to get a $700,000 house like our last friend and put $200,000 down and get a $500,000 loan, then you can do that too. Or you don't have to put all that money down. You can always get a 5% down and get a first lien and second lien, keep some of your money, do some investments like we talked about the other person. The question is, do you think that you can make more than 3% a year in your investments? Over time, you know, as your principal goes down in your mortgage and you're only paying 3% on $100,000, do you think you could be making more money in compound interest somewhere else? So those are your questions you need to answer with your financial planner. You need to go about doing that. But this person right here is going to be able to get themselves something fun. You can, I tell you what, depending on where you're buying, $700,000 in downtown Dallas, I mean, these things are going $500 a square foot in some of these areas. I remember just a few years ago where you're paying $70 a square foot.
Yeah.
And so it's crazy what's happening in terms of the home values, home prices around here. You might just have to move to Durant, Oklahoma to get the... to get that home of your dreams. Anyway, we want to help you at TexasLending.com. And in the meantime, Tress says we have to go to break. And you know what that means when translated means we have to go to break. So we're going to go to break. And you can call our loan officers now, 972-387-4600. You can go online and apply at TexasLending.com. We're going to come back and answer more of your questions here on 105.3 The Fan. We're back in the TexasLending.com mortgage show, and we want to get your questions in regarding your mortgage. 877, that's not the wrong number. That's the number to the station. If you want to call the station and complain about Tress, it's 877-881-1053. If you want to talk about a loan, it's 972-387-4600, 972-387-4600. Mm-hmm. Tress was bringing up this survey that was done. She brought up the survey, so I looked it up.
Did I bring it up?
Hmm. And so there is this survey done, and you'll probably hear it in the other news is this week. That is that how you say, is that the pronoun of the plural of news, newses, the other newses?
I think it's just news.
Okay. Multiple news.
There
okay.
you go.
All right. And so anyway, there's a poll from some company called, it's either Tido or Tido, T-I-D-O.
Tido sounds better.
Tido sounds better. Okay. You don't call your dog Fido, do you? You call him Fido. Okay, so it's Tido. Out of 1,200 people surveyed, 42% of respondents said that they would have relations with a robot?
Physical relations.
Physical relations with a robot, if given the choice. It says 48% of men said they would, and 33% of women said that they would have relations with a robot. On another whole different survey, 78% of married people said they think they are already having relations with a robot. So, Tress, where do you fall on that scale?
I don't think.
Okay, we don't got time. If you want to complain about Tress, it's 877-881-1053.
Ask for Peyton.
Okay. All right. We have to get back to your questions. If you want to text us, it's 972-387-4600.
Yes. Okay. Are you ready?
Yes.
All right. This text is from Anthony. Good morning. Mortgage balance remaining is $35,000. Value of the home is $240,000. Credit score of 674. Current interest rate is 8.5% with an FHA. I would like to pay my home off. Use home as a lease property and purchase a new home. What rate would I qualify for? Will it be a conventional loan? Thank you for answering my questions. Anthony, thank you for your text. That's a great question.
So Anthony has the most important thing there. He said he wants to sell this house. He's got 8.5% rate on it. He wants to sell it and buy a new one. And so, or he would like to pay off his home and then and use it as lease property, not sell it. He wanted to pay it off, use it as lease property, and buy a new home. Yes, can do that. The 674 score is the important part here. And that 674 score, if it gets above 680, is going to bring in a great deal on conventional. If you on a conventional loan, if your score is under 680, then your best rates are going to come from FHA. So it depends on how much money you're going to put down. If you're going to put down, if you can get a conventional loan, you're not going to have as much PMI. But your rate's going to be higher with a 670 score. If you want to get the lowest rate, again, the FHA would be a good deal for you. You're going to have the other one paid off because you can only have one FHA loan at a time. And so there are opportunities for Anthony. Anthony's got some great things going on there. If they can afford that new home without having the rent payment from the other home, you just use your current income. That'll make the loan faster. Mm-hmm. And have to get into all, we talked about the other person earlier, we'd have to get some documentation of how much the average rent is for that area. And we'd have to have proof that the rent is being recorded as income, those kind of things. So we want to be able to help you, Anthony. Give us a call for our home purchase team. We have a home purchase team here that does nothing but home purchases. And they can answer your call now at 972-387-4600. Tress.
All right. Next one. Excuse me. Should I refinance? We have a current mortgage of $210 at 3.5% on a 30-year. The house is currently valued at $460. We have 21 years left on the mortgage. I would like to refinance to a 15-year and lower my rate. I have received quotes for about 2 to 2.5%. If I refinanced it, would it increase my monthly payment by $200 to $300 per month? Is it worth it for a 1% to 1.5% savings, particularly when you consider the closing cost of $3,500. I feel like I can add the extra to the principal and still save on interest. What are your thoughts from Mansfield, Texas, home of the Pickle Run?
Our friends in Mansfield, this person right here should become a loan officer. They're very thorough. They're thinking everything through. They're looking at all the options. They can probably explain to someone, this person should be in the mortgage business. Because really, those are the considerations you have to take into account. Do you want $3,500 of closing cost? You can get the lowest rate or you can get the lowest closing cost, right? So the lowest rate is probably going to be around 2% for that loan. But if you want low closing cost, you can probably get 2.5% to 2.75%. This person's already at 3.5%. You can go to a 15-year, but also an option is the 20-year. And a 20-year can be found in the low twos. Do you roll the closing costs into the rate? Or to the principal of the loan amount. Mm-hmm. So you can roll the closing costs into the loan. Definitely roll it into the principal. As long as you're going to be in that loan for over 4 years, then paying the closing costs and getting the lowest rate possible is going to be the best option because over time that lower rate will pay off whatever closing costs are rolled into the loan. If you're moving in 4 years, get the lowest closing costs. That's pretty simple. If you're moving in 4 years, you're thinking you're going to refinance from 2 to 1 later on, then get the lowest closing cost. If you're going to stay in the home or the loan for over 4.5 years and you're not going to refinance it, then get the lowest rate. You can look at the 20-year in the low twos, and on your loan size of 200, just know this, on a $240,000 loan, a 1% savings saves you $200 every month in interest. You're just below that. You're probably going to save about $160, $170 a month if you drop your rate 1%. You say, is it worth it by just dropping 1 to 1.5%? Well, they used to say you need to save 2% on your interest rate. Well, that's when home values and home loan amounts were $70,000. Now the average loan amount is 5 times that virtually in Texas. Call it at least 4 times that. The average loan amount is 4 times that in Texas right now. So do you really need to save 2%? If you can save $100 every month, if you can go to your boss and get a $100 a month raise, would it make sense to get a raise? You'll go ask your boss for a $100 a month raise. Yes, it would for most people. So can you refinance this thing? Can you drop your rate? Yes. We're going to have the lowest 15-year rate you're going to find in Texas at TexasLending.com. You're going to find the lowest 20-year and 30-year rate you're going to find in Texas. You need to give us a call. We'll run the numbers for you. You can take a look at it. And the call is free. The pre-approval is free. And we can get that thing locked in just as soon as you're ready. Go call our loan officers now, 972-387-4600. You can talk to them now, nice and relaxed on a Saturday morning. They're there for you, live answering of your phone call. Go online and apply at TexasLending.com. Tress.
One last question. You have to squeeze it in because we're almost out of time. Can someone with a score of 560 get a loan?
You can. It's a non-qualified mortgage loan. You're probably looking at 20% to 30% down. It's going to be about documentation of income because you've got to document your ability to repay the loan. Your rate's probably going to be 7 to 8%, maybe 9. You can refinance it later when the credit gets better or get your credit improved now and buy a home sometime soon. We got to go, though, Tress says we got to go. So anyway, if you want to complain about Tress, it's 877. Call our office, 972-387-4600. Go online and apply. We'll see you all next week in the TexasLending.com Mortgage Show at 105.3 The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.